Welcome back to the Divine Office, and we celebrate this optional memorial of St. Catherine of Alexandria in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. What a beautiful, wonderful day, and I hope that I get to bed a little bit earlier today and kind of can be well rested for Thanksgiving, and everything will turn out really good, Lord willing. Here's a good one. You have saved me, Lord, and my heart is filled with joy. How long, O Lord, will you forget me? How long will you hide your face? How long must I bear grief in my soul, this sorrow in my heart, day and night? How long shall my enemy prevail? Look at me, answer me, Lord my God. Give light to my eyes, lest I fall asleep in death. Lest my enemy say, I have overcome him. Lest my foes rejoice to see my fall. As for me, I trust in your merciful love. Let my heart rejoice in your saving help. Let us sing to the Lord for his goodness to me, singing psalms to the name of the Lord, the Most High. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. You have saved me, Lord, and my heart is filled with joy. Anthem 1:3. God sees all men as sinners, that he might show them his mercy. The fool has said in his heart, there is no God above. Their deeds are corrupt, depraved, not a good man is left. From heaven, the Lord looks down on the sons of men to see if any are wise, if any seek God. All have left the right path, depraved every one. There is not a good man left, no, not even one. Will the evildoers not understand? They eat up my people as though they were eating bread. They never pray to the Lord. See how they tremble with fear. Without cause for fear, for God is with the just. You may mock the poor man's hope, but his refuge is the Lord. Oh, that Israel's salvation might come from Zion, when the Lord delivers his people from bondage. Then Jacob will be glad, and Israel rejoice. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. God sees all men as sinners, that he might show them his mercy. Lord, you have made us a kingdom and priests for God our Father. O Lord our God, you are worthy to receive glory and honor and power, for you have created all things. By your will they came to be and were made. Worthy are you, O Lord, to receive the scroll and break open its seals, for you were slain. With your blood you purchased for God men of every race and tongue, of every people and nation. You made of them a kingdom and priests to serve our God, and they shall reign on the earth. Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches, wisdom and strength, honor and glory and praise. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. I can't believe it. I think that's a record. 4 minutes to do the first part of the Divine Office, the two Psalms and the Canticle. That has to be the fastest ever. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Lord, you have made us a kingdom and priests for God our Father. And the shorter reading was this, from the first letter of John. See what love the Father has bestowed on us in letting us be called children of God. Yet that is what we are. Dearly beloved, we are God's children now. What we shall be later has not yet come to light. We know that when it comes to light, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. And I always like to do the Divine Office reading for the Office of Readings. So we're reading from the second letter of the Apostle Peter. The witness of the apostles and prophets is the caption the church has chosen. I intend to recall these things to you constantly, even though you already understand and are firmly rooted in the truth you possess. I consider it my duty, as long as I live, to prompt you with this reminder. I know, by the indications our Lord Jesus Christ has given me, how close is the day when I must fold my tent. I shall press to have you recall those things frequently after my departure. It was not by way of cleverly concocted myths that we taught you about the power, about the coming in power of our Lord Jesus Christ. For we were eyewitnesses of his sovereign majesty. He received glory and praise from God the Father when that unique declaration came to him out of the majestic splendor. This is my beloved Son, on whom my favor rests. We ourselves heard this said from heaven while we were in his company on the holy mountain. Besides, we possess the prophetic message as something altogether reliable. Keep your attention closely fixed on it, as you would on a lamp shining in a dark place, until the first streaks of dawn appear and the morning star rises in your hearts. First, you must understand this. There is no prophecy contained in Scripture which is a personal interpretation. Prophecy has never been put forward by man's willing it. It is rather that men, impelled by the Holy Spirit, have spoken under God's influence. Responsory prayer. The Word became flesh and lived among us, and we have seen his glory, the glory of the Father's only Son. We witnessed with our own eyes his sovereign majesty when we were with him on the holy mountain. And we have seen his glory, the glory of the Father's only Son. See if we can have this special reading for our great and inspiring saint of educators, the great philosopher and apologist, the early centuries, the woman, St. Catherine of Alexandria. A reading from a sermon by St. Caesarius of Arles. How can Christ be followed? When the Lord tells us in the Gospel that anyone who wants to be his follower must renounce himself, the injunction seems harsh. We think he is imposing a burden on us, but an order is no burden when it is given by one who helps in carrying it out. Deny yourself, take up your cross, and follow Christ. To what place are we to follow Christ, if not where he has already gone? We know that he has risen and ascended into heaven. There, then, we must follow him. There is no cause for despair. By ourselves, we can do nothing. But we have Christ's promise. Heaven was beyond our reach before our head ascended there. But now, if we are his members, why should we despair of arriving there ourselves? Is there any reason? True, many fears and afflictions confront us in this world. But if we follow Christ, we shall reach a place of perfect happiness, perfect peace, and everlasting freedom from fear. Yet let me warn anyone bent on following Christ to listen to this St. Paul. One who claims to abide in Christ ought to walk as he walked. Would you follow Christ? Then be humble as he was humble. Do not scorn his lowliness if you want to reach his exaltation. Human sin made the road rough, but Christ's resurrection leveled it. By passing over it himself, he transformed the narrowest of tracks into a royal highway. 2 feet are needed to run along this highway. They are humility and charity. Everyone wants to get to the top. Well, the first step is to take his humility. Why take strides that are too big for you? Do you want to fall instead of going up? Begin with the first step, humility, and you will already be climbing. as well as telling us to renounce ourselves. Our Lord and Savior said that we must take up our cross and follow Him. What does it mean to take up one's cross? Bearing every annoyance patiently. That is following Christ. When someone begins to follow His way of life and His commandments, that person will meet resistance on every side. He or she will be opposed, mocked, even persecuted. This not only by unbelievers, but also by people who, to all appearances, belong to the body of Christ, though they are really excluded from it by their wickedness. People who, being Christians only in name, never stop persecuting true Christians. These are among the members of the church, like evil humors in the body. If you want to follow Christ, then take up His cross without delay. Put up with evil ones. Do not be overcome by them. If you want to follow Christ, then take up His cross without delay. Endure injuries. Do not be overcome by them. If we would fulfill the Lord's command, if anyone wants to be my disciple, let him come. Let him take up his cross and follow me. We must strive with God's help to do as the apostle says. As long as we have food and clothing, let us be content. Otherwise, if we seek more material goods than we need and desire to become rich, we may fall prey to temptation. The devil may trick us into wanting the many useless and harmful things that plunge people into ruin and destruction. May we be free from this temptation through the protection of our Lord. Responsory prayer. Her maiden companions will be brought to the King. Following her, they will be brought to you amid gladness and joy. Come forth in your splendor and beauty. Go on in triumph to reign. They will be brought to you amid gladness and joy. And here we go on. We'll come back to that final prayer. After a few more prayers, come let us worship Christ, the King of virgins and martyrs. Now this wise virgin has gone to Christ. Among the choirs of virgins, she is radiant as the sun. In this one victim we hail the double crown of purity and devotion. Hers the glory of virginity, hers the palm of martyrdom. My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for He has looked with favor on His lowly servant. From this day all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is His name. He has mercy on those who fear Him in every generation. He has shown the strength of His arm. He has scattered the proud in their conceit. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones and has lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich He has sent away empty. He has come to the help of His servant Israel, for He has remembered His promise of mercy, the promise He made to our fathers, to Abraham and his children forever. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. In this one victim we hail the double crown of purity and devotion. Hers the glory of virginity. Hers the palm of martyrdom. Christ extolled those who practiced virginity for the sake of the kingdom. Let us praise Him joyfully and pray to Him. Jesus, example of virgins, hear us. Christ, You presented the church to Yourself as a chaste virgin to her spouse. Keep her holy and inviolate. Christ, the holy virgins went out to meet You with their lamps alight. Keep the fidelity of Your consecrated handmaidens burning brightly. Lord, your Virgin Church has always kept its faith whole and untarnished. Grant all Christians a whole and untarnished faith. You have given your people joy in celebrating the feast of your Holy Virgin and martyr, Catherine of Alexandria. Give us constant joy through her intercession. You have admitted the Holy Virgins to your marriage banquet. In your mercy, lead the dead to your heavenly feast. Help Bill with all of his intentions and needs. Help Henry. Help our neighbors. Help Michael. Help us to learn what we need to do. We bless God. We bless God. We bless God. We thank you, God, Almighty Father. Gathering all of our prayers, spoken and unspoken, to one, let us now pray the prayer that our Lord Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. And the final prayer, proper to this wonderful optional memorial. Almighty, ever-living God, who gave St. Catherine of Alexandria to your people as a virgin and an invincible martyr, grant that through her intercession we may be strengthened in faith and constancy and spend ourselves without reserve for the unity of the Church. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen. That has to be a record for the Divine Office with the Office of Readings. Only 17 minutes and 20 seconds, it must be a record, and we didn't rush it or anything. Let's pray for our Holy Father, Pope Leo, and his monthly intentions. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effective grace of thy flame of love over all of humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. So, I want to share this song with you before we go. I was going to share it at the beginning, but then I forgot. And I offer my plenary indulgence or equivalent graces for the soul in purgatory. May he or she be released and helped in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. See, I hope that this will work with the sound sharing on YouTube. Just a second.
I believe I overcome. was dead in the grave. I was covered in sin and shame. I heard mercy call my name. He rolled the stone away. Amen, amen. I'm alive because he lives. Amen.
Enjoyed that beautiful worship song, that song of praise.